I am VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports that Israeli leader Benjamin Netanyahu appears to be nixing hopes of an imminent ceasefire with Hezbollah.
Netanyahu says Israel will keep hitting the group with full force and not stop until its goals are achieved. Israel has sharply ramped up strikes on Hezbollah in Lebanon this week after nearly a year of cross-border fire that's forced many Israelis from their homes in northern Israel. Netanyahu's statement upon arriving in New York for the UN General Assembly came after the U.S. and allies pitched an immediate 21-day ceasefire at the Lebanon border, with President Biden saying that'll allow for negotiations.
Important to support war, not widen.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
At a news conference, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said all parties should accept the temporary pause in the fighting.
A diplomatic solution, not a military solution, is the only way to ensure that displaced civilians on both sides of the border can finally go back home.
Fast-moving Hurricane Helene made landfall in the Big Bend area of the U.S. state of Florida's northwestern coast as a Category 4 storm. That occurred Thursday evening and threatened a catastrophic storm surge, as well as damaging winds, rains, and flash floods hundreds of miles inland across much of the southeastern U.S., according to forecasters. The storm knocked out power to over 885,000 homes and businesses. As it approached, states of emergency were declared in Florida, Georgia, the Carolinas, Virginia, and Alabama. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky was in Washington to present the White House and Congress with his plans for reaching an endgame in the war with Russia by improving Ukraine's chances on the battlefield and its eventual leverage at the negotiating table. He's pushing to lift restrictions on using long-range Western weapons to strike targets deeper in Russian territory. During a meeting with Zelensky, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the U.S. has always stood strong against tyrants.
Some of the most important moments in our history have come when we stood up to aggressors like Putin, just as we must today. Indeed, standing with our friends and defending our ideals against tyranny has helped make America the most powerful and prosperous nation in the world.
Republican presidential nominee and former U.S. President Donald Trump says he will meet with Zelensky on Friday.
As you know, President Zelensky is asked to meet with me, and I will be meeting with him tomorrow morning at around 9:45 in Trump Tower. And it's a shame what's happening in Ukraine. So many deaths, so much destruction. It's a horrible thing.
The Biden administration announced its latest infusion of more than $2.7 billion in weapons for Ukraine and the promise of billions more. A regional court in East Africa is hearing a case filed by the Democratic Republic of Congo against neighboring Rwanda, accusing it of violating Congo's sovereignty and territorial integrity by sending troops to help rebels in the country's east. Congo alleges that Rwandan forces have been involved in aggression and war crimes in the country's east. In July, UN experts estimated that between 3,000 and 4,000 Rwanda government forces are deployed in eastern Congo along the M23 rebel group, which has been making major advances. Thursday's proceedings came a day after Congo's President Felix Tshisekedi called for sanctions against Rwanda at the UN General Assembly, alleging it supports the M23 rebels. Australian Treasurer Jim Chalmers has welcomed efforts by China to perk up its slowing economy. Chalmers was wrapping up a two-day visit to Beijing, the first by an Australian treasurer to China in 7 years. Chalmers told reporters that Australia's economy was slowing because of global economic uncertainty, high interest rates, and China's slowdown. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.